Hi, and welcome back to the Pieces of Soul podcast. My name is Ashley, and I'm a gamification and goal-setting expert, a master visionary, strategic planning coach, and a seven-figure entrepreneur. I love helping people figure out what it is that they truly want in life, and then teaching them the practical steps to take their vision from being a dream to being their reality. Let me guide you in pairing the spiritual world with the business world in order for you to plan your practical, strategic steps needed to cross the finish line of your dreams. In today's episode, we will be talking about the difference between consuming and creating. When we are busy watching others, we aren't making time for our own lives or building our lives. We get stuck in the trap of consuming instead of creating. You are either creating or consuming. You can't do both. We cannot multitask, despite what most people think. That's just not how the brain works. It can only fully hold one task at a time. Whenever you are consuming, you must accept the fact that you have ceased creating. This can be a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. It's also why social media has the potential to leave us feeling so empty. Consuming it. We are giving all of our energy to it in those moments. When we are constantly feeding the screen with our energy, we have literally none left for ourselves. It leaves us feeling empty and drained in our real lives. Now, I'm not saying that social media is evil. This doesn't mean I'm telling you not to interact with it. In fact, it's likely how you found me, and of course, I'll continue to use it too. I'm not teaching you about the system to change it. I'm teaching you how the system really works so that you know the factors that are at play, so that you can adjust your strategy around them, and so that you can win. Consumption, specifically of media, is a huge factor in the game, and when not managed well, severely impacts your ability to succeed in your own life. You must learn to manage it intelligently with a strategy that considers a social media application of cost-benefit analysis. I'm about to introduce you to a term that will help you understand what social media is conditioning you into as a spectator. It's called cultural voyeurism. Fun word. In your life, social media has been initially intended to be a two-way platform, but most people are not using it to communicate back and forth in this way, at least not any longer. Instead, it functions more as a broadcast style of communication. There are those who are creating content, the minority, and those who are consuming it, the majority. In current usage, it is far from a two-way communication stream. The way the masses are consuming social media has become voyeuristic. I never really understood what the word voyeurism meant until I was in New York a few years ago and I attended a play. This play was called Sleep No More, and it wasn't a play. So I'd heard the word voyeurism used before, but I didn't know the definition or really have any frame of reference to it other than how TV used to depict it as kind of being someone peeking through a window. You know what I mean. But this play I watched, it wasn't a play. It was more of an interactive experience. And to be honest, it was absolutely wild. Like, wild. It taught me what voyeurism was by getting to experience it along with an audience. The purpose of this play was to create an experience by critiquing human behavior and exploiting our natural inclination to watch another person. All audience members at this play became voyeurs. Let me explain how this play worked, and it's wild. We all bought tickets and we waited to go in to this theater. Except for the theater wasn't a theater, it was an old hotel with tons of big rooms and hallways leading to like other big rooms and big bathrooms with tubs sitting in the middle. And instead of being led to seats, we were led right into these rooms where we stood until the actors literally appeared out of nowhere. There was a huge mass of us standing in this old hotel room. As we stood there packed in the room, the actors just began their performance in front of us. Nobody knew what was going on. It was wildly different from watching a play with actors on a stage. We weren't watching them on a stage, we were in the room with them, and they were drawing off of our energy. They made it very clear that they knew we were in the room and they knew we were watching. The actors then moved from room to room, and the audience, aka the spectators, followed along and kept watching. As the actors moved rooms, the audience followed. the spectators became increasingly intrigued by the actors. When the actors left the room, it actually got to the point that the audience began to run after them, hurrying so much not to miss anything. Sometimes the audience would move so fast, it would almost beat the performers to the next room. Their voyeuristic curiosity was intensifying. I was more fascinated by the way the other audience members were behaving than the actual performance. I started to people watch, and it was amazing watching the behavior change as the performance went on. And these people's curiosity just intensified. You could feel it in the room, like the energy picked up pace. They were feeding off of this watching. And that was when I had my aha moment standing there in New York, that this was what social media is doing to us. It has harnessed the essence of voyeurism, and our curiosity has turned us from being curious observers to voyeurs. Voyeurism is technically defined as an interest in observing unsuspecting people while they undress or get naked or engage in sexual activities. That's kind of the original definition we all learned. And it needs to be updated for modern times. The overall interest of voyeurism is more connected to the act of watching than it is to the individual being watched. That's important to remember. In more relevant modern application, voyeurism is about gaining an intimate look into somebody else's world. This doesn't have to be something sexual or physical. I would argue that seeing inside somebody's home in itself is intimate, and this is what people are now doing every day through social media. They're opening up their homes, allowing their daily lives to be observed, opening themselves up to voyeurism without even thinking about it. Have you thought about this before? The real reason I'm talking to you about all of this is it's not to crucify social media or media in general. Really, the bottom line of all of this is to remind you that we are not meant to be spectators in our life. We are not meant to be merely entertained by watching others. Because if you are primarily consuming, you aren't living your life. When you're consuming someone else's life, you cease creating your own life. You can't really be doing both. And think about it. Do you want to get stuck in the trap of consuming instead of creating? I hope not, because you're meant to be a creator, and you don't want to waste this precious life of yours watching somebody else's life. Everybody knows what I mean. Those hours lost when you get sucked into the vortex of social media or media in general, consuming somebody else's life, because that's what we're doing when we're online. And when we get trapped in these vortexes, we have ceased creating our own lives. I want you to create your own life. The universe wants to create your own life. You are a creative being that possesses powers to achieve unlimited potential while you're here in this life, and your entire purpose is to be a creator. So you need to declare it and claim that power. Take your control back from anything and everything out there that is keeping you from creating. I'm not saying never use social media. Just know what you're sacrificing each minute that you do choose to use it, and manage your time and energy resources wisely so that you maintain all the resources you need to create your life. This has been Ashley from Soul Renovation. And as always, if you loved this episode, take a screenshot, post it on social, and tag me at Soul Renovation. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.